Okay, I'm Jason Schoffel, and do I have your permission to post this to the Black and Magenta Online, Orbit Media's Twitter page and Facebook page, as well as our newspaper, and can I use it for my personal portfolio, where I'll write a feature about you and also post the audio feature?
Yes, you may.
Okay, can I ask you to state your position and to spell your first and last name, please?
Okay, my position is Cole Professor of American History. My name is William Kerrigan. And that's William, and Kerrigan is Kerrigan.
Okay, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. So I want to get started. So I know that you are a member of the council for New Concord, Ohio.
Yes.
And I just want to ask, you know, we see that's a very special interest of yours, mm-hmm. the Beyond Council. And what really kind of got you started to join council?
Well, you know, I've lived in the village for 18 years, and from the time I came here, I was really impressed by local government here, by the commitment of a lot of long-term locals to having a progressive, forward-thinking government that tries to look to preserve what's best about the town, but also to move the town forward. And I was also impressed by how the mutual commitment to good government. Rather than a divisive government, a cooperative, collaborative kind of government that I've seen in this village. For many years, I worked in different ways on village projects. I've done a lot on the New Concord Reservoir, helping cut trail, getting organizations, student organizations and community organizations to help with things like cutting trail and building bridges and keeping it clean. I was on the New Concord Arts and Recreation District Board for a number of years and worked on different projects with them. I tend to prefer projects more than meetings, so it was a long time before I thought about being on council, because council is a fair number of meetings. But a few years ago, current council member asked me if I would run, and I thought it would be an opportunity to learn some new things. So I ran, and this is now my second year since I've been elected, and it's been fantastic. I'm learning all sorts of things about municipal government that I did not know, and it's a great village to work with. The staff are fantastic. The mayor is just a great committed mayor with a good vision for the village, and my fellow council persons are all equally committed, and it's a real privilege to work with them.
Now, I know for New Concord we have a large number of PhDs that sit on the council, and we also, comparative to sizes of governments, you know, municipalities, and even larger municipalities like Zanesville, we see there's a more structural flow to how you guys run your government. And could you just elaborate on that a little bit? Like, is it because you guys are all more liberally minded, or is it just you guys all work together really well? Or?
Well, I would say we have a really great balance. There's a stereotype about college towns, and that's town versus gown. That there's the townies and the college people, and they have different worldviews, and they're hostile to each other. And that's not here. That's not true here. This is a town that and a college that have had a long, respectful, and symbiotic relationship. And the current members of the council are both people that are town people who were born here and who don't have any direct relationship with the college. Some who are long-term residents that work for the college. Some are graduates. So we have a nice mix of people representing both all aspects of the town are represented there. So it's not. I wouldn't want to say we're better because we have college staff on the council. I think that we are a great village because we have a form of government that represents all the constituents in the village.
Based on that, as a follow-up question, how do you feel about the honor of holding that position, and related, because I know you wrote a book with the students mm-hmm. about Muskingum College, and you talked about the connection between Muskingum and the town.
Yeah.
And being a representative body of not just a citizen, but also as the college on council.
Yeah. Well, I really feel honored. When I ran for office, I didn't know, even though I had lived here 16 or 17 years at that time, I wasn't born here. I grew up in, a dozen different places. I've lived now in New Concord longer than I've ever lived in any place. My family moved all the time, and one of the things I learned from my father is to embrace where you live and make, you know, and work to make yourself an important member of the community, a contributing member of the community, to pull your weight in the community, to share the load of making the community a better place. And so when I moved to New Concord, and I was just charmed by the village right away, and I thought, I'm probably going to spend my career here, and that would be awesome. And so I want to be involved. I want to be involved in the village. And from the beginning, I started to get involved in local community activities. Even though the village is small, surprisingly, there are still some people who live in the village that I don't know. They don't know who I am, and I don't know who they are on a first name basis. So when I ran for election, I had no idea. You know, people said, "How do you think you'll do?" I just don't have any idea how I'll do. So I was pleasantly surprised that I was able to win a seat on council.
Forwarding on to, you talk about your community involvement. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? I know you talked about some of the groups you did, but what makes you want to do those different groups from someone that maybe is part of the community that doesn't want to do that type of stuff?
Well, I think one of the beauties of living in a small community is it is so much easier for an individual to have an idea that might improve the community and see it to fruition. You know, if you're living in a huge city and you want to somehow make a big change to that city, it's hard for one individual to do that. You have to build elaborate coalitions and work through lots of bureaucracy. But for example, the first time I visited the New Concord Reservoir, I thought, this is a beautiful little place. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was a trail that went partway up one side, but if you wanted to walk all the way around it, you had to trailblaze through multi-floor rows and step through a whole lot of little creeks and things. And I thought, this is a pretty simple project. You know, it's about a 1 mile loop around. With concentrated effort, we could cut a trail, and with sustained effort, we could maintain that. Mm-hmm. So I, along with Sandra Schroer, another faculty member, organized a lot of the first year seminar students to come out. And in one day, which started badly with students getting stung by yellow jackets, but once we got over that, one day, very quickly, students cut that trail all the way around. And then there were still several creeks that you had to sort of step through. And so over the next 2 years, we got some bridges built, and it usually involved getting, you know, going to the village and saying, we need the lumber, going to a fraternity or the football team or some organization saying, can you guys carry all this stuff out and help do a lot of the grunt work. It was, because you have a small community, it wasn't that challenging to just find a few different constituents and put them together and have a result. And that's really satisfying. And that's what is exciting about living in a small town. It would be hard to do that in a very big city. But it's not so hard in a small town. And so that, for me, has always been inspiring that you can make small differences.
I can say as a student, we all enjoy going up there and down to walk around the trail. To follow up, you talk about council, and I know you've only been on for 2 years, but what's an experience maybe that, or a vote you guys did on council that you felt really empowered by doing, or an effect that you guys pushed through that you really felt made a difference in the community or in the college town?
Well, that's a good question. Well, you know, as soon as we entered, as soon as I got on council, we faced the crisis, a financial crisis of needing to find a way to pay for fire department and safety services. Mm-hmm. After years of hard economic times, the money that we had for those services was not enough to cover them. And so we had to go to the voters and say, do you trust us? Will you agree to a tax increase? Will you agree to give the village more money? And do you trust us to use that responsibly? And so being part of that process, I mean, it seemed to me a very serious thing. I don't want to cavalierly go to a family and ask them to contribute more, unless it's essential. And I think that it was, I think we all felt good about the fact that when the voters supported that levy, additional 0.5% income tax, in part they were saying, we're happy with our fire department, we're happy with our police department and the work they're doing, and we trust this government to use this money wisely.
And it's really good from a community standpoint to see that they're willing to put forth that extra tax money.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add about your time on council or individual studies you have at Muskingum College or university now that you think would be interesting to our readers?
Well, a lot of the stuff that interests me, I wouldn't want to go into detail because it might sound boring, but just learning about visiting the sewer treatment plant for the first time and learning how we turn all the waste that we produce in this village back into clean water that can go into a stream, that was eye-opening for me. And to know that this is something that most people don't think of every day, but this is something that is essential for communities to do, and to learn how that process worked was fascinating. To learn the complexities of financing something like a fire department that serves the college, serves the village, serves communities all around, townships all around, sometimes in a dual shared role with other communities. You know, what's the most fair way to pay for that if each township has a different relationship? Some townships depend on two different fire departments. How has this all worked out? I've learned that good governance is really complicated, and I find it fascinating to learn about these kinds of challenges that, as a citizen before I was on the council, I never really gave much thought to.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Jason, and I'll see you at the next council meeting, I'm sure.
I'll see you.